going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Having a lot of fun talking to you about our Braves. It's funny, Brian Harper hits us up, says, put him up, C-Dukes. Put him up! He says, when is Acuna going to demand a Soto-like contract, Dukes? He's a better player, in my opinion. He's been a better player.
MVP.
I've had this argument, sorry, Squid, with Bo Morgan back in the day when he was producing us, and we'd go back and forth, and before Acuna got the recognition that he has gotten over the last few years, I was like, he's better than Soto. But I know. But Soto has, Mike, been the beneficiary of a Mets team and an owner who's willing to do whatever to get a guy like Soto, right?
Right.
Acuna hasn't been in that position. The other part of this is, Brian, and let's just be honest, the injuries, you had 2 years of injuries with Acuna that has set him back. I'm going to tell you, if those injuries don't happen, I think he's demanding a new deal.
Well, that was the thing you and I said a few years ago. I said, wow, at the time, you don't know what your career is going to be. I thought Ozzie really sold himself short. Now, as a Braves fan, you feel like you're getting what you paid for with Ozzie, because he's declined, if I'm honest, statistically, the last few years. And then defensively, hasn't been as sharp as what we've expected. I mean, he's my favorite Brave, but he's been a big disappointment of late. But getting back to Acuna, we always felt like that was going to be one that would especially be polarizing with the fan base, because there's still some guys who still don't respect Ronald Acuna. He wears your uniform. I'll never understand that aspect of it. But you're right. The injuries do kind of dilute that argument, because he hasn't been able to stay on the field.
No. And by the way, if you're the Braves, and I hate it for Ronald, because they're in no rush. He's going to be 28 next year. Then you get 2 years of club option, which to me, that's a steal. So, in essence, the club goes, yeah, we'll bring you back. $17 million, of course we're going to bring you back. And then you get another year. And all of a sudden, this is the part that sucks. Then he's 30. And you start going, okay, he's still a very good player. And, Mike, you're not an unrestricted free agent until you're 31. If you're Ronald Acuna, I'd be asking for more. That's just where I'm at. For what he brings, but the problem is those injuries. And the Braves can always go, well, yeah, you're right. When you're here.
Yeah, it's funny. I wonder if they ever thought about giving Max Fried that deal.
Ooh.
Because Max Fried for $100 million would have been a pretty good deal. Max, as we said, we all know why. I mean, it's because he did play a full season the year before.
He did.
And then, of course, the injury started to crop up with him. But it's a guy that I always felt that, man, why didn't they take care of that guy? Strider got his deal. We're hoping that Strider's coming out the other end and has figured out what it's going to be with his new limitations. But it is interesting how Alex has, put it out there. And it's funny because, some guys, I wonder if everybody in the Players Association is cool with these deals. I wonder, I mean, the NFL is a little bit there. The NBA, certainly not. But it is kind of interesting how, these deals, we kind of take it for granted. Hey, great job by Alex. But, if you're a young Ronald Acuna, also known to your point, you're going to have all those years of arbitration eligibility, but still salary control. For the Braves, you take that big money. It's a big boost.
Yeah.
But you're right. He can stay healthy and put a couple of years together. He's still never going to come close to the Soto contract.
Well, this is the thing.
Because he's going to be too old.
Everybody thought, right, you sign this deal and all of a sudden, hey, when he's 26, 27, he's going to get another big deal.
Right.
Because he will have outplayed this contract. He actually probably has, but because of the injuries.
He lost two seasons to injury.
That's the issue. And so now you're going, all right, well, he'll get that deal when he's 30. He's going to get a $700 million.
No. He's never going to approach the Tatis Soto kind of contracts. By the time, you know, unless he goes and hits 30 home runs down the stretch here.
He could.
Leads his team to a big playoff run and then demands more money.
Yeah, and that's what's got to happen. But I think he's in a tough spot. But, Brian, thanks for the question. Yeah, he's better than Soto for me. And that's not because these dudes are in town. I've been saying that for a long time. It's Dukes and Bell, man. We got to talk some NFL, some things going on around the league that we got to get to. Let's get to 4th and 1. 4th and 1 is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Hey, man, Mike, I don't know what you thought about Jackson Dart going to the Giants, but they're praising him. Brian Daboll saying he's been an excellent in camp as far as mini camp and all the things that they've gone through, OTAs, picking up the information. At what point is he the starter? Remember, Russell Wilson is there.
Right.
And Jameis is there.
I know.
Is Jackson Dart at some point this season going to start for the Giants?
Well, it all goes with how well the Giants are going to be defensively. They're going to be pretty darn good. I mean, they've got some nice pieces. Certainly, you could argue that the defense is going to keep them in some games. You know, I mean, I felt that, you know, like the Saquon Barkley thing, that's one of the all-timers, you know, for letting him go and where that went.
Mistake.
But either way, and that would have perhaps helped Daniel Jones, too. Well, you'll never know. The only way he was ever going to get any better in New York was having that guy in the backfield. Take him away, you know where it's going to go. But you're right. Yeah, Russell Wilson, does he have it anymore? Is Russell Wilson going to start? We'll go through this nonsense where the Giants start like 1-4, and the fans will be able to see Jackson Dart.
Yeah, they'll be screaming.
Because Jameis is strictly the backup.
I agree. I think he is the guy that you just kind of lean on as a backup. Here is the head coach of the Giants, Brian Daboll.
Yeah, he's done excellent. He's picking up information. It's really good to have Russ and Jameis and even Tommy, because Tommy's been in this system for a few years here, and kind of the head statesman in terms of that and all the adjustments that take place or the calls. He's fit right in with those guys. He's smart. He's aggressive with the football, which I like. And then, you know, the true test will be once we start and there's live hitting and preseason games and things like that. But he's progressed, you know, since he's been here to where he's not. He's made good improvement.
Did he just mention Tommy DeVito? Oh, Tommy DeVito, he's still there?
Ain't not for nothing. I'm 4th on the depth chart, but I'm still a big fan favorite. It's unbelievable, right? This guy, living the dream.
Are you guys still doing the tailgating stuff, Tommy?
Still doing it, man. My mom's unbelievable. She makes the best ravioli, man. It's unbelievable. The lasagna's to die for. I'm telling you. And by the way, anybody who puts bacon on pizza, not in my house, okay? In my family. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're living like an animal.
I love your dad, though. He's a maniac, man.
He's great. I'll tell you what. You know, and all those his alleged ties to the Soprano organization, totally erroneous. By the way, you know, I just looked up the Giants depth chart.
Yeah.
They did pick up everybody's favorite big, husky, John Riggins-looking running back, Cam Scataboo.
They did.
Remember from Arizona State?
Yes, they did.
So yeah. I know, again, now that's going to be he'll be a fan favorite up there if he can get on the field. But it is kind of interesting because
they still got
Singletary, Tyrone Tracy they've got. Okay. So, yeah, maybe Scataboo. I mean, that running back room ain't exactly putting people, you know, ooh, wow, look at that. It's a meh running back. Maybe Scataboo gets a shot.
He might. He was great in the bowl game against Texas here, man. He was unbelievable.
But the Giants, the calling card, though, as we talked about, is the defense. Because, you know, you've got Abdul Carter now in the mix. You got Brian Burns, remember, they signed from Carolina.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, they got some dudes, man. I think it's going to be very – and Thibodeau's actually – you know, I wonder how they use Thibodeau with Carter. Because Thibodeau, yeah, I don't think he's lived up to all the potential from where he was drafted.
Yeah, on the defense. Yeah, and I say bowl game. It was a college football playoff. Texas probably should have lost that game the way things were going. But Scataboo, man, he could be a fan favorite. Meanwhile, I just watched a video of Lamar Jackson welcoming his former Louisville teammate, Jaire Alexander. Mm. They played at Louisville together. Alexander's been in Green Bay. They let him go, and the Ravens have signed Jaire Alexander. It's a 1-year deal, upwards of $6 million, Mike. But Lamar is like hugging him, and they're greeting each other, and he's like, man, let's do this. Can he help him? Yeah. Look, if you're going to get through the AFC, you're still talking about Mahomes and Josh, potentially Joe Burrow, who's in that division. You've got to have some guys that can cover. A lot of people think Jaire Alexander maybe has lost a step or two. But, Mike, you know, we talk about it. As much as teams play the nickel and all of this stuff, I think he's an experienced guy that can help the Ravens defense. Mm. But we know this, guys. The Ravens, the mistakes that they made, and Lamar was talking about this too, and I want you to hear this, Mike, because his coach came out, Harbaugh, and said, we think he should be the highest paid guy. We think he should be the highest paid quarterback.
Didn't we just go through this?
And Lamar was asked about it, and he was like, yeah, okay, listen to this.
You know, I never discuss contract situations here. But, yeah, I don't want to talk about it. Hey, is that okay with you?
Now, as we know, the market gets reset every year.
Every year.
And Dak Prescott, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Jordan Love, Trevor Lawrence, Tua, Jared Goff, Brock Purdy, Justin Herbert, and then Lamar Jackson. Now, again, this goes, if you want to go total value, and then you're looking at Lamar coming in, well, he's still not in the top five.
If Purdy got what he got,
right.
Lamar Jackson should get $400 million.
Right.
No, I'm being serious.
No, because Purdy got $5 million more guaranteed, the total value of the contract.
It's ridiculous. There's no way he's as good as Lamar Jackson.
Quite frankly, I'm with you on this one.
There's no way he's as good. But he's not going to get Mike. They're not going to do that, right?
No.
They're not going to
do that. Well, we'll find out. I mean, they've got to figure out, you know, how Mark Andrews, how does he make up for that? Remember, Lamar turned the ball over too in this game. I know we only remember how it ended.
He did.
But part of the reason that possession mattered most is because Lamar also did some things with the ball he shouldn't have done. But, that is crazy. The fact that Trevor Lawrence is making more than Lamar Jackson is criminal.
It's criminal.
I'm sorry to his friends in Cartersville, but they get on the field, man.
Oh, man.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're talking about the MVP. Lamar should have won an unprecedented. Should have won it last year.
Right.
All right. We'll move on. Coming up, Yeah Man, No Man's on the way. Also, guys, we got to talk about what's going on around in college football. The Dogs land another big recruit. Sam Mitchell's on the way in the 4 o'clock hour. Stay right there.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.